This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today we're talking to Terry Puey, who's the CEO of Air Journey, and he's going to talk to us about some new program they have coming up to fly pilots to Cuba. So why don't you tell us how that's going to work?
Hello, Mary. This is Terry. Indeed, we're working to go to Cuba this year. We've explored the world. We've done the Caribbean, the South America. We've been around the world last year. Cuba is the last border. And we've decided it's about time now to bring legally private pilot and their airplane to Cuba. So it's in the work. The process has been launched, and we hope to make that news available to the private pilot community by before the end of the summer. The journey will leave out of Miami. Destination will be Havana, Cuba. It's about 200 miles south. It's going to be flown on IFR flight rules, because that's the only way we can fly to Cuba at this time. We'll have to use part of the Girón corridor, and we'll be entering the north coast of Cuba and landing Havana. Part of the arrangement is that we'll be attending a seminar provided by the Cuban Civil Aviation regarding the airspace of Cuba. Unknown to many pilots, the airspace of Cuba is the most violated airspace in the world. For several reasons. First is the Cuban 80s extend pretty far, and few people know that part of it extends to the south part of Andros. So when you fly South Andros in the Bahamas, you're going to be already in Cuban airspace. But there's also a number of situation on the north coast when you go to Mexico, Cancun, Cozumel, and so on. So we'll be educated on what we should be doing, what we should not be doing, and it's going to be interesting. And the rest of the time will be a discovery of Havana, the old part of Havana, which is a beautiful, nice conserved area. We're also going to be able to visit some of the cigars factory on the western part of Havana. And then we'll have to come back to Miami. Part of the regulation at this time basically make sure that the pilot can and must fly out of Miami International Airport. That's where we are.
Okay, thanks. And other than being obviously an IFR pilot, are there any restrictions on what kind of pilots or aircraft can go on the trip?
On the aircraft, we're only going to take normal category aircraft. We haven't had any answer yet if we can take experimental. I'm pretty sure we should be able to do so, but that's not part of the equation at this time. Pilot, IFR, a train, an airplane can be F-gas, jet fuel, everything will be welcome.
Okay, well, thanks, Terry, and I appreciate your time. And again, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb at Sun and Fun.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.